With the ringing of that school bell, we know it's time again to take our seats and grab our Bibles and be a student in the Warren County Radio Bible School. We are between lessons at this time. We looked at a Sunday school lesson about Noah and God's covenant with Noah. And before us lies a lesson on Abram and the kings. But while we're in between those two Sunday school lessons, we are connecting the links between these two by studying Abraham. And in just a moment, I'm going to be reading from Elam's notes about Abraham's character. And you'll want to be a student in this class and see what Abraham can teach us. Particularly here, what he can teach us about telling the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. And you'll see why I say that in just a moment. The Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m., All are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. And now let me read to you about Abraham's character. Abraham was one of the grandest of men, and his character one of the very noblest of all history. He was called the friend of God, James 2:23. And God's friend forever, 2 Chronicles 20 and verse 7, of whom God said, Abraham, my friend, Isaiah 41 and verse 8. Jesus calls his disciples friends, John 15:14, for whosoever shall do the will of my Father who is in heaven, he is my brother and sister and mother, Matthew 12:50. Abraham is called the father of us all in Romans 4 and verse 16. And then we read in Galatians 3:29, and if ye are Christ, then are ye Abraham's seed, heirs according to the promise. His name was changed by the Lord from Abram to Abraham, because Abraham means father of a great multitude. And we read about that in Genesis 17:4-6. Abraham's bosom was used to designate the place of rest for the faithful after death in Luke 16:22. In obedience to God, Abraham gave up his fertile country, home, and kindred, and God promised to bless him as follows: to make him a great nation, to bless him, to make his name great, to make him a blessing to others, to bless those who bless him, to curse his enemies, and the greatest of all, to bless the families of the earth through him. God blessed him personally in all things, Genesis 24 and verse 1. His name is greater than that of any earthly king, emperor, ruler, or warrior. God blessed Abraham's friends. It is a great thing to be a friend to a friend of God. God did not arbitrarily bless Abraham or curse his enemies. His enemies, by their wickedness, God brought displeasure upon them. And really what they did, they brought God's displeasure upon themselves. God is neither partial nor a respecter of persons. For I have known him, to the end that he may command his children and his household after him, that he may keep the way of Jehovah, to do righteousness and justice, to the end that Jehovah may bring upon Abraham that which he hath spoken of him, Genesis 18:19. If Abraham had not obeyed God and had not trained his children to do the same, God could not have blessed him. And in thy seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed, because thou hast obeyed my voice. Genesis 22:18. Christ is the promised seed through whom all nations are blessed. Galatians 3:16. Abraham and his descendants were blessings to the world in other ways. Through them the knowledge of the true God was preserved and the scriptures have come to us. A good man is a blessing to any community. Abraham was the father of multitudes, both in the flesh and in the spirit. Galatians 3:29. But Abraham made mistakes, and he learned obedience. Abraham was all that he was because of his great faith in God and his obedience to God's will. Yet he was a human being and made mistakes. He did not at first separate himself from his kindred and his father's house as completely as God directed. For while he left the Ur of Chaldees in obedience to God, he took his father and brother and Lot, his nephew, with him, and he was detained, it seemed, 5 years at Haran until the death of Terah, when God again called unto him to go to Canaan. And yet he took Lot on with him. Finally, however, he separated from Lot, and God then more fully renewed his promise. And Jehovah said unto Abraham, after that Lot was separated from him, lift up now thine eyes and look from the place where thou art, northward and southward and eastward and westward, for all the land which thou seest, to thee will I give it, and to thy seed forever. And I will make thy seed as the dust of the earth, so that if a man can number the dust of the earth, then may thy seed also be numbered. Arise, walk through the land in the length of it, and in the breadth of it, for unto thee will I give it. Genesis 13:14-17. Twice Abraham lied about Sarah. She was, as he explained, his half-sister, but she was also his wife, which fact he concealed, and in concealing this fact he made the wrong impression, and therefore lied. Also, by his course in this matter, but for the intervention of God, he would have brought upon himself and his wife the very trouble he desired to avert. You can read about this in Genesis 12:14-20, and Genesis 20:1-18. And from this we learn that to tell only a part of the truth and to withhold the rest in order to make a false impression is to lie, and that to speak the truth is always right and best. God was patient with Abraham, gentle and kind toward him, and led him on into full and implicit obedience. So God is merciful toward all and patient with all who are striving to serve him, although they may make mistakes. Not long before the facts following the lesson Abraham and Lot separated, in which separation the generosity of Abraham and the selfishness of Lot was manifested. Right at the end of these connecting links, we read these two lines. Rich in experience that angels may covet, rich in a faith that has grown with the years. I turn the page in our little Sunday school book, and I come to a Sunday school lesson that was written by E.A. Elam for the Sunday schools of May the 9th, 1926. It is a lesson about Abram and the kings. And the lesson text is Genesis chapter 14. I'm turning there in my Bible, and I'm going to read Genesis chapter 14 from the American Standard Version of 1901. And here is this story that is told about Abraham. And it came to pass in the days of Amraphel, king of Shinar, Arioch, Eleazar, Chedorlaomer, king of Elam, and Tidal, king of Goam, that they made war with Bera, king of Sodom, and with Bersha, king of Gomorrah, and Shinab, king of Admah, and Shimaber, king of Zeboim, and the king of Bela, the same as Zoar, all these joined together in the Vale of Siddim, which is the Salt Sea. 12 years they served Chedorlaomer, and in the 13th year they rebelled. And in the 14th year came Chedorlaomer with the kings that were with him, and smote the Rephim, and the Ashtaroth Carnaim, and the Zuzim in Ham, and the Eman in Shaves Carathaim, and the Horites in their Mount Seir, unto El Paran, which is by the wilderness. And they returned and came to Emishphat, the same as Kadesh, and smote all the country of the Amalekites, and also the Ammonites that dwelt in Hazazon Tamar. And they went out, the king of Sodom, and the king of Gomorrah, and the king of Admah, and the king of Zeboam, and the king of Bela, the same as Zoar. And they set the battle in array against them in the Vale of Siddim, against Chedorlaomer, king of Elam, and Tidal, king of Gomam, and Amrapho, king of Shinar, and Arioch, king of Elasar, 4 kings against the 5. Now the Vale of Siddim was full of slime pits, and the kings of Sodom and Gomorrah fled, and they fell there, and they that remained fled to the mountains. And they took all the goods of Sodom and Gomorrah, and all their victuals, and went their way. And they took Lot, Abraham's brother, who dwelt in Sodom, and his goods, and departed. And there came one that had escaped, and told Abram the Hebrew. Now he dwelt by the oaks of Mamre the Ammonite, and brother of Eshcol, and brother of Aner. These were confederate with Abraham. And when Abram heard that his brother was taken captive, he led forth his trained men, born in his house, 318, and pursued as far as Dan. And he divided himself against them by night, he and his servants, and smote them, and pursued them to Hobah, which is on the left hand of Damascus. And he brought back all the goods, and also brought back his brother Lot, and his goods, and the women also, and the people. And the king of Sodom went out to meet him, after his return from the slaughter of Chedorlaomer, and the kings that were with him, at the Vale of Sheba, which is the king's vale. And Melchizedek, king of Salem, brought forth bread and wine, and he was a priest of God Most High. And he blessed him and said, Blessed be Abram, the God of God Most High, possessor of heaven and earth. And blessed be God Most High, who hath delivered thine enemies into thy hand. And he gave him a tenth of all. And the king of Sodom said unto Abram, Give me the persons, and take the goods for thyself. And Abram said to the king of Sodom, I have lifted up my hand unto Jehovah, God Most High, possessor of heaven and earth, that I will not take a thread, nor a shoe latchet, nor aught that is thine, lest thou should say, I have made Abraham rich, save only that which the young men have eaten, and the portion of the men that went with me. Aner, Eshcol, and Mamre, let them take their portion. Well, that is the 14th chapter of Genesis. And it's a story we don't often tell about Abraham, but it's so important because in this is where we read about Melchizedek, who becomes so prominent in the book of Hebrews and serves as a type of Christ, being both a king and a priest. And we're going to get into that and discuss that some as we pursue this lesson. The golden text for this Sunday school lesson is found in Romans 8 and verse 37. In all these things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. The devotional reading is Isaiah 61 verses 1 through 3. We're going to have to hold that off for the next time we gather together.